So, my friends with benefits, Quentin, he's one of the best men I've ever been with. What I like most, probably his willingness, whether it's adding a third to the bedroom or fucking my best friend, he's always down. My best friend Stacy is also always down. She's fucked him more than I have in the last month. And watching her take his cock is, I think, better than getting it myself. I told Quentin before she came over that I wanted him to come inside of her to just really fill her up. And when she arrived, she looked pretty ready. Her nipples were poking through her shirt. There was no small talk. They got right to it. I settled into a chair and watched as Quentin peeled her out of her clothes. She wore no bra, so when he took her shirt off, her big tits were out. He sucked a nipple into his mouth, letting me see his tongue swirl around. And then he pulled her pants down and teased her panties off her ass. He pressed her against the dining table across from where I sat. They both looked at me, watching me as he kicked her legs open and laid her across the table. She kept her eyes on me as he pressed a hand between her shoulders to hold her down. He dipped his other hand into his pants and pulled out his thick cock. It was already hard. He sucked in a breath, just feeling his own hand touch his shaft. He pressed himself to her cunt and then slid inside of her. She gasped, her pink mouth falling open as he pressed inside of her. I stood up and walked around them, looking where they were joined. He slowly pulled his cock out, and I watched her pink walls try to cling to him, but only smeared her juices across his shaft. He pushed back into her, and she groaned, gripping the edges of the table. She cut out his name as he started to thrust into her, shoving his hips against the table. She let out a gasp. With each smack of his hips, her ass shaking from the force of each palm, she drooled on the table as he filled her completely. He fucked her from behind, bumping into her, before grabbing her and spinning her around. Her ass was on the table and her legs were high in the air. He grabbed her ankles and held her legs apart as he pumped into her over and over, pressing down on his cock while it was inside of her. They both groaned in pleasure and I could feel my own pussy soaking wet. Holy shit, I'm gonna... Stacy. She threw her head back, showing off her pale throat as her body melted into a trembling mess. She shook against the table as her orgasm flowed through her, and she fell back on the table. Quentin kept going, pumping into her hole even as she was recovering from her own peak. He kept going, pumping, until his hips stopped. He let out a deep groan as he came inside of her. I reached under him and grabbed his balls and squeezed them to make sure every drop ended up in her cunt. When he finished, he pulled out and I took his place between her thighs. I held onto her ankles as I pressed my face into her wet cunt. I stuck my tongue inside of her, tasting his cum and scooping it out to let it sink into my tongue. I moaned against her, as I licked her, feeling her hips jerk and buck underneath my lips. I kept going, sucking all the cum from her cunt. She shivered as I pressed my fingers into her, getting every drop out. I licked her clean, and only then did I let go. She collapsed onto the table, her legs splayed wide, showing off her abused pussy.